Hey, we're here on the Shrimp Tank Podcast recap. We had an unbelievable night here. Caleb made an unbelievable presentation on Spacey Scientist. I was really, really fascinating presentation because I too had a telescope as a kid. I remember it was some awesome time being a child. So I was curious, you know, in hearing all this, it's like your idea is really fascinating, and I love what you're doing. Where in the world does one come up with the idea? Where does this germinate, this idea of creating this kind of business?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, part of it is me just hanging around with people like me. So there are so many people that are really passionate about coming up with crazy things. And I actually live in a place that's called the Hacker House. I don't know if you've heard about it.
I think I saw it in a Facebook movie or something like that.
It's kind of like the Facebook movie. We don't sleep and we have whiteboards everywhere. And that's basically where the ideas come from.
That's unbelievable. This is a really, really creative idea. Not only the telescope, but also talking about satellites. You know, as you built this business and we're talking to young entrepreneurs that may be just like you, what essential qualities do you think an entrepreneur needs to be successful?
I really think it's only one. I think you just have to not give up. I really, really think that's true. If you continually look for opportunities, even if you fail, you should keep moving forward because you're eventually going to find the right team. You're going to find motivated people. Whoever's sticking with you through those failures, those are the right people.
It's so funny. I've seen so many successful and failed entrepreneurs, and it's the excuse makers that tend to fail. It's the doers that keep doing until they get over that hurdle. And sometimes you don't know how close you are to get a deal.
You really don't.
Or getting something done. So, you know, when you're going to be pitching this, it sounds like to a lot of big companies out there, and I'm sure you'll get some to say yes, and every once in a while somebody says no. So how do you stay motivated when you get those no's from people, when it's your baby, it's your idea, and they say no?
Well, I think part of it is I just love it. I really love it. It's almost a means to an end for me. The end goal is me having a product that I love and putting things into space with my friends and making it so other people can do the same thing for me and or with us. And that's really how I stay motivated, is just realizing that that is possible. Other people are doing it. Other people have done it. There are crazier things that have been done in the world.
That's right. So. Very, very crazy. I mean, who thought that people would pay for a $100 pedometer when Fitbit came out? But it's exploded out there.
Right?
It's pretty amazing stuff. Yeah. So we've talked to a lot of successful entrepreneurs in Atlanta and the state of Georgia that have done and been successful at businesses. Do you recommend a new entrepreneur have a business plan or not, and did you have one? Is that a good idea for somebody to have when they start up a new business?
Well, so I'm a science guy.
Yeah, right? I like that.
I'm a science guy turned, or attempting business, if you say. So one of the things I had to do was find someone who can make those business plans for us. And no, we did not have a business plan to start.
Is that right?
I don't think it's necessary, but I think what you have to do is get it at a crucial point before you reach a tipping point where you can't control it anymore.
Right. So you may be able to germinate the idea, then get some sort of plan together because you have to figure out how to execute and make it profitable, or then it's just an idea.
And your idea is inevitably going to evolve over time. And so you really shouldn't lock yourself into one thing in the beginning, I don't think.
So there are going to be a lot of young entrepreneurs that see this video. If you had to give them a few books or a blog or people you might follow that you say, look, this is where you can get the information so you too can start to learn about becoming a successful entrepreneur, what kind of books did you tell them to read, or blogs, or is there something that inspired you as you built this business?
Well, I would say one person that's very successful in this area that I've listened to is Elon Musk. So Elon Musk, everybody loves Elon Musk.
If he shoots me through a tube from L.A. to San Francisco, I'm there. You know.
Oh, yeah, I'll totally do it. I'll do it.
If the Hyperloop happens, I'm there.
Oh, I want the Hyperloop to happen so badly. But for real, if you can, the Tesla shareholders meetings are online. You can just listen to those. I've listened to a few of those. You can watch the SpaceX launches. Watch him talk about what's going on there. Watch him talk about how, because space is not that lucrative.
Right.
How the heck did he get that, you know, successful? Looking at people like him really helps out. And I do think Carl Sagan's also a really good person to look to for some of the personal advice in doing these things.
Well, Caleb, you did a great job in the presentation tonight. I have no doubt that this thing is going to be a big success.
Thank you.
And good luck to you on winning this $100,000. It's not a little bit of money. It's a lot of money.
It is. It's a chunk. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.